The series is The God Kind of Wisdom. How many of you want God's wisdom? Me too, man. I want God's wisdom. I don't want my own. I don't want to. I need His wisdom on things. But the title of today is Wisdom Through Trials. How many of you go through trials? It's not the fear of the Lord. It's wisdom through trials. So, I wonder if you got the wrong one or if I got the wrong one or if I didn't edit properly. But today our text is James chapter 1. Is that the text you got, Ella? James chapter 1, 2 through 8? Hey, Ed, it's in the email. New Hope FWC1, the PowerPoint's in the email. So why don't you stand with me as we read James chapter 1, 2 through 8. You look at your phone, your Bible, or you can look at me. Hallelujah. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that as we talk about trials and your wisdom, God, that, Lord, that your wisdom would come to each one of us, and, Lord, we would not be unstable in anything, God. We'd not doubt. We'd not be double-minded, God. But, Lord, we'd be strong in our faith and what we believe and in who you are in us. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for this day. And, Lord, if anyone's going through trials here today, I pray that today they would see the victory in it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Everybody say, trials. You may be seated. We all go through trials. It's good to have our children's pastor, Andy, in with us today. Amen. She's got people out there helping her. And it's good to see you here today, Bowie. God bless you. We're praying for Grandma Elizabeth. She's still in the care facility up in Glendora. Thank you, Tim. Glendora. I was going to say Gardena, but I knew that wasn't right. Glendora. So keep praying for Elizabeth. Amen. You know, if you serve the Lord, you will go through trials. How many of you have been going through trials? Okay, so I'm talking to the right people. If you serve the Lord, you're going to go through trials. We have an enemy of our soul that's trying to discourage us to not serve Jesus. Amen? Now, the devil doesn't care if you worship him. He just doesn't want you to worship Jesus. That's all. He doesn't want us to be focused on Jesus. And we don't want to make the devil happy, amen? We want to make him suffer in the name of Jesus. And my goal in my life is to discourage the enemy of my soul by not giving in to the trials and the tribulations that I'm going through, by not getting discouraged by what I go through. And trust me, I go through things. You know, God always brings me through, but I go through things. And by not giving up, but continuing to praise in the midst of the trial is what God wants, amen? So that Yahweh can manifest himself, amen? He's going to manifest himself when we worship him, when we praise his holy name, amen? He's going to come. His kingdom will come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we can stand on that, amen? We can claim that. We can believe that. We can receive that, amen? And I know that life is hard at times. I know. I look at my brother Mark here and all that him and Pamela have gone through in the last year since he said yes to being a pastor, the trials that have come and hit him. But Mark, you're coming through. You're coming through, amen? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, amen? I'm walking through. I will not stay there. Amen. I'm not going to allow the enemy to have control. I'm not going to allow the enemy to beat me up, and I'm not going to take it. If you walked up and hit me in the face, I might not turn the other cheek. I might hit you back. I know life's hard. I know we're going through trials. You know, we some major trials. Mark and Pamela going through major trials. Pastor Elizabeth going through major trials. It's tough. I look down at my sister Carol. She's gone through major trials. I know that, you know, we have a lot of more widows in our church these days because they've lost their husbands. And, you know, I look at Lillian and Barbara and Tess and Carol, and, you know, their husbands have gone on to glory. Praise God, they've gone on to glory, amen? But that doesn't make it any easier for those of us that are left behind, amen? So this is where we got to trust God. But one thing I know is the Lord never said life was fair. He never said it was fair. He said it was going to be hard. He said we'd probably suffer persecution, many persecutions. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, you know, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. He said we're empowered to be a witness. God is empowering us by the Holy Spirit so that we can share Jesus with people. Amen? That's the idea. Otherwise, why be empowered? And the word witness is martus. And that word in the English is martyr. So, we have been empowered to become a martyr for Jesus. I got one amen I heard over here somewhere. We're like, do we have to agree with that one? But listen, let's make it simple. We've been empowered to lay down our lives for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen? That we put Him at the head. We put Him as the focus. Amen? That the gospel is what drives us. To tell people about Jesus is what pushes us. You know, sometimes I'm so amazed by God on what He does. I've been doing a prayer meeting every day, Monday through Friday. An hour prayer meeting from 7:30 to 8:30 online. I'm doing it every day. You can join on my Facebook page. That's the only place I do it is on my Facebook page. You can find me. It's real easy. Ronald King. And Delanda, when I'm done every day, Delanda says, "That's amazing." And I said, "What?" She goes, "That you can pray like that for an hour straight. That you just go, 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 go for an hour." She goes, "It's awesome that you can do that. But I want to encourage you, join with me and you do it too." Amen? You do it too. Let God arise. Amen? Lay down your life for the gospel's sake. Join me, 7:30. People have been getting healed. People have been getting free. I know I prayed for one lady. I knew her as a teenager. And now we're grown folk. A little bit more than grown, you know. But she said, "As soon as you said my name," she says, "the Spirit of God came upon me and I hit my knees." And she said, "My mom was with me and she started interceding. I've been going through such pain. And God healed me while you were praying." You know, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to present it out there. I know, man, I said the sinner's prayer with people this last week. I just put it up there. I mean, if you need Jesus, just repeat after me. And I know my niece made that commitment to Jesus. Now she's asking me for a Bible. Now she's online with me every day because I'm willing to make that time. Is it hard? I don't know if you ever prayed intensely for an hour, but let me tell you, when you commit it to the Lord, it just flows. Amen? I mean, Mama Carol got online, got really touched a couple of weeks ago being online with it. So I want to encourage you to do something. The Lord told me, He said, "I called you to be a man of prayer, so I want you to pray." So I'm like, "Okay." And He said, "I want you to pray for people." "Okay, so you come online with me, I guarantee you I'll pray for you." I've been praying for her daughter all week, Stephanie's daughter, Leah. She had surgery this week. I've been praying every day for her. When I see people, I see Christine, I pray for her. Amen. You come online with me, I'll pray for you. You need prayer, don't suffer alone. Get online and let's pray. Amen. You're in that trial, don't go through it alone. Don't go through it, you know, let us hold your hand. Amen. Let us come alongside you, come into agreement with you that Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha is going to manifest Himself. Amen. We sing about it. Now let's do it. So in this passage today that we just read, He gives us some things to look at. Number one, he says, count it all joy in your trials. Count it all joy in your trials. It seems like, you know, no matter how much we see God do, it's only for a moment. It's just like when the Israelites, God did these amazing 10 things for them. He put these 10 plagues on the Egyptians only, not on the Israelites. He did these amazing things. And then when God delivered them and they got out into the wilderness and they come up against the Red Sea, what do? They start crying. Let's go back. Like, what? Don't you remember what he just did? Don't you remember what he did for you? Amen. That's where we got to get to. We got to remember. Everybody say, remember. Today we're going to take communion. And communion is about remembering what Jesus did for you. Amen. It's about not only remembering, but partaking of it. You know, because he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies in Psalms 103. So we're not going to forget. We're going to partake. We're going to partake in the forgiveness of sins. We're going to partake in the healing of our bodies. Amen. We're going to partake. Let that loving kindness just crown you today in the name of Jesus. Let's remember what he's done for us. Let's not forsake what he's done for us. Amen. Let's take part in it. You know, and as we do this, let's just ask him. Everybody say, ask. Ask the Lord. And he will, you know, to partake in what he's done. We can't forget what he's done. And we need to make a stand in the various trials that we're going through. And we need to trust Jesus for the breakthrough. Amen. I met with somebody one day and really going through it. I said, God wants you to live a righteous life. God is bringing you to a righteous life. How long have you been with your fiance? 10 years. How many kids do you have with your fiance? 2. I said, I think you need to line up with the Lord and you need to get married. You know what he said? Okay. Okay. I said, you go home today and you ask her to marry you. And you get that license and I will marry you. I will put on some nice music in the sanctuary. I'll give you a church wedding. I'm not going to charge you nothing. I just want to see you line up. Amen. That we get in line. You see, because we want all the benefits of God, but we want to get out of line. And God's saying, get in line with him. Line up with him so that the benefits of God would manifest themselves to you. Amen? You know, I remember I met with this one couple. I said, they said, we want you to marry us. I said, oh, okay. I said, you guys are living together, right? And they said, yeah. So I told them this. I said, hey, what did I tell them? My brain gets to working so much. It's like, woo! I said, listen, you're going to get married. I know you live together. Start sleeping in a separate room. I said, stop having sex together. And they're looking at me, and I said, because this is why. I said, when we have sex before marriage, we invite the devil, the enemy, into our relationship because sex before marriage is sin. Okay, so you have sin. And I said, and then we come to the church and we come to the Lord and we get married here. And I said, and this is why you need to not only stop having sex, but you need to repent that you ever did. Because repentance is the only thing that heals sin. So, God will forgive you, and he'll restore you, and he'll make your wedding night like the first time you've ever been together. So I'm telling this to this couple. And they, when I was done, they said, that's why we came to you. We needed to hear this, and we're going to do it. You just got to do it. Amen. You got to line up with the Lord. We got to stop playing around, because now is not the time to be playing around. We need to make a stand with Jesus and have that breakthrough in our lives. Amen. We need to know that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that the enemy of your soul will do anything he can to rob you of your joy. And the enemy of your soul knows how to rob your joy. He knows how to rob your parents' joy, your grandparents' joy, and he knows how to rob your joy. And he'll do what he's got to do to rob you of your joy unless you don't let him. You got to stand. You got to push back. The key, I put in my notes, the key is don't let him. Don't let the enemy of your soul rob you of the joy. Amen? And I know you're going through things. I know it's tough. Amen? But be determined in your heart to not let the enemy rob you of your joy. Get rid of the anger. Get rid of the frustration. And settle into Jesus. Amen? Be determined in Christ. Don't stay in the valley of the shadow of death. Amen? But make a move out of there and get where God can fill you with joy. I got so filled with joy the other day in that prayer meeting. I started laughing so hard. I was like, Delonda's like, wow. I mean, that joy hit me and I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. Let God arise, amen? Let God arise so that you're not moved when you're in trials and tribulations. We sang this song on Easter, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Amen? Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Amen? Stop taking it from the devil in the name of Jesus. You don't have to rejoice because you're in a trial. Rejoice because you know the Lord over the trial. Amen? You don't rejoice because you're sick. You rejoice because He's Jehovah the Rapha. He's the Lord your healer. You don't rejoice because you're in need. You rejoice because He's Jehovah Jireh. He's your provider. You got to find a reason to rejoice in the Lord and just keep on rejoicing. Amen? You know, Philippians chapter 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, amen. Amen. Let it flow out of you like a river of living water. I'm not taking it, devil. I remember it was Scott Allen. He was one of our deacons. He crashed his car at 70 miles an hour on the 91 freeway one day. Now, we don't rejoice because he had a car accident, but what we rejoiced in is that he walked away. Amen. We rejoice that God was his protector. We rejoice that God got him a better car at a better price after all that. We rejoice in that, amen? You got to find the reason to rejoice. When you're in this trial, when you're in this tribulation, which you probably caused. It got real quiet, Tim. I see you laughing there, but it got real quiet. You know, because we cause a lot of our own junk. But you know what? He still forgives you. He still heals you. He still provides for you. He'll still bring you through. Amen? He'll still do it. That's who He is. Amen? And so, but while you're rejoicing, everybody say rejoice.
Rejoice.
While you're rejoicing, number two, look at the promise. Look to the promise. What's the promise? What's the promise? He, Jesus, will make you perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. He will make you perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. And some of you, you're just going through things because God is perfecting you right now. He's perfecting your praise. He's perfecting your rejoicing. Amen. I know, Mark, you've been through the fire, man, but I see God has been perfecting you, man. He's making you complete and lacking nothing. He's refining you into this awesome man of God with power and might. That's just going to come forth and just... Slay the enemy. Slay the enemy in the name of Jesus. That's the promise. This is what patience does in our life. I hear people say, oh, don't pray for patience because you go through trials. I say, praise God. Because of the promise. You know, it develops you, amen. And this is the kind of wisdom that comes from above. This is the God's kind of wisdom. It's not the world's way. It's God's way. It's the God kind of wisdom over what you're going through today. Amen? If you can hold on to the promise and not your situation, God will bring you through it. Amen. Many people will ask, why is God doing this to me? It's not God doing it to you. Amen. As I said, a lot of times it's our own decisions that have put us there. And a lot of times it's the devil just attacking us because he knows God's plan for you. Don't take it, amen. But it's not God. Don't blame God. God's not doing that to you. Amen. God doesn't make you sick. How can he be the Lord God that heals you and the Lord God that makes you sick? That doesn't make any sense at all. The God kind of wisdom is it's the enemy of my soul that wants to make me sick, and it's God who's my healer. Amen? That's the God wisdom. So, you have to stay focused on Jesus in the trial. In the trial. His promises are yes and amen to them that believe. 2 Corinthians 1:20, it says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Amen. His promises are for you. Amen. And this is where we come to peace and rest for our soul, trusting in him and his promises for our lives. Amen. Patience in the Lord. Patience in the Lord. And his word works patience in us. It works in us. Amen. It works in us. And if we need it, he gives us wisdom. That takes us to number three. Ask for it, and it'll be given. Wisdom. Now, there's a lot to be said about asking God for things. The key to asking God is to not doubt when you ask. Don't doubt. Amen? He said, don't doubt. God will give it. Amen? I think where the doubt comes in is that it goes against our flesh at times. Because the God kind of wisdom can rub your flesh the wrong way, or the right way, however you look at it. But sometimes God's wisdom goes against our flesh, you know, and we've got to work past our own issues to get into God's wisdom, amen? Like, you know, he says to sow seed into the kingdom of God. Now, that doesn't make sense to my flesh when I need money. Why should I give when I'm in such need? Whatever a man sows, he's going to reap. Amen? He says in 2 Corinthians 9:10, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. God, I mean, as you sow, God will enlarge, amen, what you're doing. He'll enlarge it. He'll increase your store of seed. He'll increase your finances. As you sow, God will bring the increase. Amen? Give and it'll be given to you. Press good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So if your measuring stick to God is short, that's what he'll measure back to you. But if your measuring God is big, that's what will be measured back to you. Amen? Now, I don't give to get. I give because I love Jesus and he's called us to give to him. Amen? But it's amazing what he does. It's amazing what he does. And so whenever you sow, you know, and this scripture is good for whatever you sow. If you need, if you sow love, you can get it back. You sow kindness, you get it back. If you don't judge, you'll get it back. Amen? If you sow love, you'll get it back. You sow finances, you'll get it back. Amen? He says, lend to the poor and he'll pay you back. I know our food ministry, we never run out of money. We never run out of money because people sow into that ministry. And so we've never lacked. It's not a budgeted item for the church. It's just a in and out account. Money comes in and money goes out. We don't ever lack for the food ministry. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. You lend to the poor, God will pay you back. That's scriptural. And that's what we're doing. We're lending to the poor. Many of those people don't come to our church, but we feed between 130 and 150 people a week. Last month, we fed 2,800 people. Yeah, wow. So this scripture is good for whatever area you sow seed in, amen? But you got to sow. The idea is that you should not doubt. Everybody say doubt. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. God wants to impart to you wisdom from above so that you're not in that doubting mode. Amen. You know, and I think one of the reasons why we doubt is because we know us. You know, we feel inadequate. We feel like we don't deserve it. So, you know, the Bible says to ask, but we're doubting at the same time because we feel like we don't deserve it. But don't doubt. Don't doubt. You know, we don't deserve it, but He's chosen to do it. Amen. It's because of who He is, not because who we are. Amen. His grace comes down to undeserved and unmerited favor and blessing. That's His grace. That's what He has for His people. Amen. It's not because we're such great people. You know what? I still have arguments with my wife. It still happens. But you know what? God still loves me. God still desires to bless me. But the problem arises when we doubt. He says, you'll be tossed around. You'll be double-minded. You'll be unstable. It's not good for us. It's not good for us. That's why people end up in confusion and all over the place. It's because they doubt. They doubt the Word. They doubt what God wants to do in them. They doubt what God wants to do through them. They doubt that God wants to bless them. Just filled with doubt because they're looking at their own character, not the God character that He's imparting to them. Trust God that He has your best interest in mind. Amen? He cares about you. As I said a few weeks ago, you are valuable to Him. You are valuable to Him. If He cares about that sparrow, He cares about you way more. Amen. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He loves you. Amen. Don't doubt His love for you. Don't doubt His promises to you. Stay on course with Him, and when you ask, believe, you'll receive it. Amen. Wisdom, God's way. Wisdom, God's way. The God kind of wisdom. This is what He wants to give to you so that He can bring you through these trials. This is what we need to get through trials and tribulations that we go through. We need the God kind of wisdom, amen? And He has the answers for us, and He'll impart them to us, amen? He will impart them to us. And it's time for us to pay attention to His written Word and His spoken Word. But listen, if what you hear does not line up with the Word, don't receive it. I knew a couple that was going through a tough time in their marriage one time. And I had preached on marriage, and I preached against divorce, that God hates divorce. I said it in the message. God hates divorce. When it was all said and done, I wasn't thinking of them when I wrote the message, but I asked the brother, I said, hey, you know, I said, how'd that message go over with you and your wife on Sunday? He said, she said it confirmed that she can divorce me. How? There's no way that she can get that out of what I said. Because I know if Delon and I can be married for 43 years, you can too. If it doesn't line up with the Word, don't receive it. Amen? He has the answers for us, and He'll impart them to us. God's kind of wisdom. And it's time for us to pay attention to His Word, His written Word, His spoken Word, what He speaks to you. God is still speaking, amen? God is still speaking. I know people think we're crazy that we hear from heaven. People that go to church will think you're crazy that you hear from God. I think they're crazy if they don't hear from God. You're watching me online. I think you're crazy if you don't hear from heaven. Because He said in John chapter 18, verse 35, He said, listen, He said, the people that know the truth hear My voice. How many of you know the truth today? You can hear His voice. He's still speaking to you, amen? He desires to speak to you today, amen? Those that know the truth can hear His voice. So I ask you this. Are you tired of being unstable? Are you tired of doubting? Have you been in confusion while going through these trials of life that we've been in? Last week, the Lord declared, everybody say the Lord. The Lord declared it's a new season. It's a new season, amen? Today, I declare, is a new day in the name of Jesus. It's a new day. We can surrender all to Jesus and cast down the doubt and come alive in Jesus. Real life in Jesus. The real Jesus thriving in you and imparting wisdom from above is here today. Amen. He's with you, hearing His voice, not being confused anymore. You ready for that? That's what we need. That's what we need. We need Jesus. Just fill us today. Just fill us today, Lord. Who You are. Why don't we bow our heads for a moment today? Praise You, Jesus. Maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor Ron, I need to make a commitment to Jesus. I need to go all in with Him. I need to stop doubting who He is. I need to stop doubting that He loves me. I just need to go all in with Jesus today. I'm looking over here on my left, your right. I need to say, that's you today. You need to stop doubting. I want you to just look up at me. Make eye contact with me today. Amen. Amen. Right here in this middle section, just look up at me if you need to just surrender to Jesus. Okay. Amen. Right here on my right, your left, right in this middle section, you're saying, I need to make this commitment to Jesus today. Amen. 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 Praise God. Over here to the very right, you need to make that commitment. Just look up at me. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. I'm going to ask you to do the next hardest thing that you're going to do today. If you looked up at me and you meant it, stand up right now. Stand up right now where you're at. Just stand up. Just stand up. Come on. Just stand up. You made that contact with me. Just stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Amen. 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 Stand up. Now listen, this. We're not doing things in secret. Amen. We're making a public commitment. Now just stay there for a minute. Maybe you've been going through some trials and you need God's wisdom in it. You need the God kind of wisdom to come to you today. If that's you, you just say, I just need the wisdom of God in the situations that we're going through. I want you to stand up right now. Just stand up. You need God's wisdom. Amen. 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 Come on, you need God's wisdom today. Yeah, amen. Now I'm going to ask you all just come to the front right now. Everybody that's standing, you know what? I don't want them to come alone. Don't let them come alone. Come and stand with them today in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on and stand with them. Come and stand with your brothers and sisters today. Hallelujah. Come and stand with them today in the name of Jesus. We're not doing this alone. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Come on right down here. Come on, Greg and Cindy, come stand behind this wonderful couple here right now. Them little twins, praise Jesus, praise Jesus. Now listen, I know that many looked up at me. They want to make that commitment to Jesus today. Let's do that first. Let's all say this together. If you all say it with me out there, up here. Your Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your Son Jesus, that He died for me. He was resurrected from the dead, and He's sitting at Your right hand. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me and cleanse me. Fill me with Your Spirit today. I surrender all to You. Be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Wisdom. Father, Here we are before you. Lord, we know that in this life we need you. We need you, Lord. We need to have clear ears to hear from heaven. And I pray, Lord, for the clarity to come to each one of us, God. That we would hear so clear, God, from heaven. That the wisdom from above, God's kind of wisdom, would be imparted to each one of us today. That, Lord, that you would stop the doubt in us, the confusion in us, God, today. And that, Lord, we would have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us, God. And that, Lord, that your way of doing things, your way of being right, would come alive inside of each one of us. Father, that we would hear so clear what you're saying to us. That, Lord, even though we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, you're bringing us through it. You're bringing us through it. We will not stay there, Lord. We are connecting with you this day, Lord, for the wisdom of above, the God kind of wisdom. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, we would not only hear, but we would obey. We would obey. We would obey. And Lord, I pray for a spirit of discernment for each one of us, God, that, Lord, we would discern what we hear according to your word. And Father God, that we would trust you, we'd be obedient to you, that your hand would be upon us. You cover, keep, and protect your people, Father. Lord, we thank you today that the doubt is gone. The doubt is gone in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the wisdom from above today, God, that you're imparting to us. Yeah, God. No confusion. No confusion in the name of Jesus. There's no confusion in Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, that we'd have the clarity in the Spirit in the name of Jesus. I'm just listening to the Lord. And you say, there's somebody or some people here today that you've been hearing things and it just has been sounding too good to be true, so you don't think it's God. But God says, I'm trying to take you to that place of victory today. I'm trying to take you to that place that you'll be blessed. And the Lord says, trust me, trust me, trust me in this. Go with what you're hearing. Go with it. Hallelujah. Go with it, says the Lord. Trust me. Trust me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Let it flow, God. Let it flow. I speak life over this church, over this congregation today. Lord, life, life, life in the name of Jesus. Let it flow, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen. Now listen, don't go back to your seats. Robert and Victoria, come and get the communion out. Let's get communion going here. Let's remember what he's done. He's forgiven you. Amen. He's healed you in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, come and get the emblems. Hold on to it. We'll take it all together in a few minutes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and get it. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on, come get it. Oh, she's going to get it for you? Okay. If she can. She got three. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, come on. Come and get it. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Can I get a little music? Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You made that commitment to Jesus today. We're going to be starting a believers class, new believers class, discipleship, coming up in May. We'll announce it next week when it's going to start. Get into it. Come on out and get into it. We need to be grounded in the Word of God. Amen? We need to be grounded in God's Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You can fix it later, man. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Father, we give you praise today. We thank you, Lord, for the victory that we have in Jesus. We thank you for wisdom from above, and wisdom tells us to remember what you've done for us. Wisdom tells us to partake in the things that you've done for us, to take hold of it today. That's what we're doing today, Lord, as you presented your body, a living sacrifice for us, to give us life. Lord, let life come to each person today. Let us live, God. Live in your abundance today, Lord. He says in 1 Corinthians 11:23, he says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, 'Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Take and eat today. Thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. You know, in I think it's Psalms 40. It says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon the rock and established my going. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust the Lord. He put me on a rock," which is Jesus. "And he didn't leave me the way he found me. But his blood has washed us." His blood is washing us. It's cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood do a work in you today. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup in the new covenant of my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Take and drink." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray every day for a continued washing over us as we read your word. That there be a washing of the with the word over our lives. That it would cleanse us from all unrighteousness and make us whole. That we would be wise in the things of God. We'd be wise in how to live this life. We'd be wise on how to get through trials. Because we trusted in you, Lord. We trusted in your word. We love you, Lord Jesus. I pray a covering over every person here today. That you cover, keep, and protect them, Father. And the mighty hand of God will give them strength for their journey. And Lord, that you get us all back here. Lord, I pray for those that couldn't be here today that you cover them. Keep them today, God. In your presence. In your presence, Lord. We love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray.